Hey, everybody, it's Steve, and welcome to another episode of The Frying Pan. I know it's been several weeks since I've posted a new one. I don't think anyone was listening, but then I got an email from probably the one person who's listening now, and he said, hey, post more episodes of The Frying Pan. So let's spin that wheel and see which one we're going to play today. All right, it's time for me to come clean. There's no wheel. I already know which one I'm going to play. This one is called New Sports Camp. It's a terrible, terrible business idea, and it got people really, really mad. Enjoy. Do we want to get right?
That's right. It's time to put Shark Tank Steve Gadlin into the frying pan. Gadlin is the brains behind the successful local business I Want to Draw a Cat for You.com. He presented his business idea on the television program Shark Tank, and he snagged Mark Cuban as a principal investor. So now Steve has to go back to Cuban with new ideas. Before he goes into that pressure cooker, he comes to WGN Radio to jump into the frying pan. He's giving us his exclusive business idea so we can poke holes into it and give Steve the confidence to pitch it to Mark Cuban himself. Steve Gadlin, welcome back to the frying pan, my friend.
Hey, thanks for having me, Justin. How are you?
That's good. Did you like that Def Leppard, Let's Get Rocked?
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah.
I think it sets the right mood because tonight I have one that people are going to get so excited about. I think your phone lines are going to light up tonight with people ready to give me some support.
I love your enthusiasm, Steve. There's nothing I love more than it. It actually pumps me up for the weekend how much you are ready and how much you are prepared for the frying pan. Okay, my friend, why don't you tell us what this week's idea is?
Well, look, I have kids, you know, and they're starting to get into those young years where sports are a thing. You know, they have sports in gym class and kids play sports extracurricularly. And one of the things I noticed, though, and I think a lot of parents notice, is sports are not doing much to help a kid's self-esteem, especially if they're not very good at sports. You know, you've got some kids who are deemed better, some kids who are deemed worse. And I think that really sets up a hierarchy that goes on to plague them throughout the rest of their school years. So what I've designed is a new camp curriculum, and I call it the New Sports Camp. It's a sports camp where we play all the sports, soccer, tennis, basketball, football, baseball, but we take one key element out of those games. That element is the ball. That's right. We play our sports with no ball. Instead, we teach the kids to pantomime the sport, and that way everyone is successful. A kid can come up to the plate, and the pitcher mime pitches to him, and the kid can swing the bat and shout, "I got a home run," and then run all the bases and score some runs for his team. So, you know, same thing with all the sports. It gives kids an opportunity to really forge their own success in these sports.
Okay, the new sports camp.
That's the new sports camp. Yeah, it's a curriculum of sports, but we take away the ball. And we teach kids to pantomime through the game in a way that makes them feel more successful.
Right, it's just that. All right, you know what? I'm going to leave the questions for Download Nation. 312-981-7200.
Okay.
That's our phone number tonight. 312-981-7200. The new sports camp, essentially a sports camp that doesn't use balls.
Yes, there are no balls in the sports camp. And we teach the kids, you know, it's we teach them acting skills. We teach them to invent their own success. So the kids might run around the soccer field pretending to kick the ball and pass to each other. And then they let out a big kick and they score a goal. And everyone gets all excited and their self-esteem is boosted and everyone walks away a winner.
So this is this is an opportunity to help with kids' self-esteem.
Yeah, kids of all skill levels at sports, not just the athletic kids, but the kids who maybe aren't as good physically. But when you take the ball away, that really levels the playing field, no pun intended.
All right, the phone number 312-981-7200. The lines are lit up here, pizza screening as we speak. 312-981-7200.
Here come the A's.
Yeah, we'll see. We will take a quick break to line them up and get everybody ready, and we will get some constructive criticism, some yays and some nays here on the download. It's the Frying Pan with Steve Gadlin, the new sports camp. Sports camp without a ball. Stay with us. Do we want to get rocked? Yeah, we're all jacked up here out of the frying pan. Steve Gadlin from IWantToDrawACatForYou.com, who won on Shark Tank, has a new business idea tonight, and we are we're going to take some calls and some texts here. Steve, once again, give us the elevator pitch for the new sports camp.
Yeah, the new sports camp is a special kind of sports camp for kids of all skill levels, where we play all the sports you would at a normal sports camp, minus one key thing. The ball. Instead, we teach kids to pantomime their way through sports and forge their own success. You know, they get to really invent how the game proceeds, and everyone walks home a winner, and everyone feels great at the end of the day.
All right. 312-981-7200. There's a lot of very eloquent texts and long-worded texts we're going to get to in a second, but let's go to Charles on the line. Charles, yay or nay to the new sports camp?
I don't get it. I got in my car and turned on the radio, and I had to double check to make sure it was WGN. I thought it was The Onion, because I cannot believe this is a serious idea. Okay. I say it just delays someone understanding their own physical abilities in sports and just delays that. I don't think that does anyone any good.
Yeah, good point, Charles. That's been echoed as well a little bit about, aren't you doing a disservice to the children, Steve?
I don't understand why there's a disservice, though, because they're still going through all the motions of playing the sport. In fact, they're probably even more active, because even the kids who might not have the ball in a real game, well, now they're all doing fast breaks to the other side of the field. So they get just as much exercise, and they walk away with a big pat on the back. The coach is proud of everyone, mm-hmm. because everyone scored a goal, everyone got a touchdown, everyone shot a last-second three-pointer to win the game. Mm-hmm. You know, 3-2-1, on the buzzer, everybody gets a three-pointer. So there's that kind of pantomime. That really gets everyone fired up and interested in sports, even the kids who wouldn't normally be. And everyone has a good time. So, no, I don't get the disservice.
Okay.
I see this as win-win. Not only both teams win, but it's a win-win situation for the kids.
All right. 312-981-7200. This is, okay, this is 262 says, this is a great idea. Nobody's feelings will get hurt. At the awards ceremony, do they pantomime the trophies or certificates with invisible ones?
No, they're real trophies, real certificates, and that's, you know, again, part of your entry fee goes toward end-of-year trophy or end-of-camp trophy.
Okay. The new sports camp is not only stupid, it's destructive to kids. Kids need to learn how to develop self-esteem regardless of how they perform in sports. You're doing the kids a disservice by teaching them to ignore reality and create their own world. I feel sorry for them when they hit the workplace at 23 or whenever and they find out they can't change the world to be what they want it to be. Wow.
Well, I think this person is digging a little too deep. I mean, sure, you can imply there'll be all sorts of psychological implications, but really what happens is kids come home from camp and the parents say, "How'd you do at sports camp?" And they can say something like, "I won the game," or "I scored the winning touchdown," you know, and that makes their parents think better of the kid too. So again, win-win.
All right, let's go to the phones. Let's go to Linda. Linda, yay or nay on the new sports camp?
I think it's not good. I don't want to say it. Well, I find it stupid only because if the child is going to win, and he gets so much self-esteem, he goes out in the real world and plays the game for real and loses, what does he do then? I think it's just like how schools stop playing tag because somebody ends up being it.
Right.
But I just think I just think it would do. I mean, I put myself in those shoes. If I won something constantly, I'm very small, so I was the last person chose for all the gym games in schools because I was very petite. So, and if I was a winner, 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 and then all of a sudden I lost, I think that would just kill me.
Yeah.
I wouldn't understand. I wouldn't be able to comprehend it.
All right. Well, thanks, Linda. Thanks for sharing your story.
It sounds like the story of someone who's had a real rough time playing sports growing up, you know, always picked last. And that's maybe why she's a little pessimistic about this now. But, you know, imagine, though, if when she didn't have a story like I was always picked last, she had a story like I dunked over the tallest kid in my class.
Right.
And that can happen in the new sports camp because it's all pantomime and pretend.
Okay, let's go to John. John, yay or nay on the new sports camp?
That's a nay from me. You're teaching the kids then that everybody's going to get the job when you grow up and you go to interview. And that's not how the real world works. Some people get the job, some people don't get the job. And as far as sports go, hold on. As far as sports go, sports teach kids how to lose with dignity and how to lose gracefully. And they also teach kids sportsmanship, where if you're on a team and you want your team to win, and maybe a couple kids on the team aren't as good, you're going to help those kids get better because you want your team to win. And so you're missing what sports is about.
Yeah.
Well,
thanks, John.
Can I tell you something, John? I think you're missing part of our curriculum because we do teach the kids losing with dignity. We do teach the kids to help each other out. All of that comes in a textbook pamphlet that is reading material. So we still give them all of those lessons. You know, how it feels to lose, how to be a good sport. That's all part of reading material. You know, 50% of the new sports camp is actually going through reading material to learn those concepts. And then for the other half of the day, they're pantomiming the sports and everybody's winning. So it is the best of both worlds.
773 says, big nay. I understand the concept behind it, but what happens when they get to a game that has a real ball? If they don't hit the ball and they don't catch the ball, if they don't score a goal, how will that child feel? And then there's a side question that's other than the cat, has Mark Cuban accepted any of this guy's ideas?
Well, I haven't pitched any of the other ones to him. I'm still trying to work up the confidence through the frying pan. Now, it's a great question. What happens when they're faced with an actual ball? Can they still play the sport? And the answer is yes. Because we teach them to pantomime these games very well. You know, we're not teaching sloppy pantomime. You know, when people pantomime holding a gun, you can tell the good pantomimes from the bad ones because the bad ones will stick out their thumb and finger and pretend that's a gun. But a good pantomime knows, no, that's not how you hold a gun, right? So we really teach them solid acting skills, solid pantomime. So someone looking with their eyes mostly closed wouldn't even know there's a ball there, not there. You know, the kids get this down and really learn to appreciate the pantomime physics of the ball so that if later they try to play with one, they're not going to be out of their element.
They'll understand it. Okay, let's go to Jim. Let's go to Jim. Jim, yay or nay on the new sports camp?
Well, I think we ought to have a special math camp as well and have all the kids fill out whatever they want on the test and always get an A. And they'll feel great about themselves.
Yeah, I think I think that's a nay. I think he's making fun of you.
Yeah, and I think that's a common misconception, but these are not analogs because math is a science of absolutes, right? Sports is more of an art, and especially pantomime sports is an art form. So, you know, can I give you another example? Mm-hmm. You put Tom Cruise in a movie about Vietnam, and you see him in the movie holding a gun and fighting a battle. Well, guess what? That's pantomime, right? But he learns it so well that if you were to put Tom Cruise in a real war, he'd probably do pretty good on the battlefield because he's learned the acting skills to get through a situation like that.
Yeah. Let's go to Dave. Dave, yay or nay on the new sports camp?
Nay. And, you know, this is another way of settling for mediocrity in this country and not striving to be the best that you can be at the real world. And this guy would fit in perfectly in a Bernie Sanders world of everything that he's saying that we need to do. Free everything, and you don't have to work for anything. You just get it from your neighbor because you don't have enough courage to go up to your neighbor and ask for free stuff.
Yeah.
So let the government do it, and let somebody mm-hmm. like this guy instill that into the minds of the young.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thanks, Dave. Thanks for that. So you got political there.
Assumptions. Yeah, he's making a lot of assumptions about my political leanings. And I tell you, we're not settling for mediocrity. I don't know if he heard me pantomiming the part where I make the three-pointer as the buzzer goes down. That's excellence in sports. In fact, it's providing excellence for all kids in sports right. through pantomime and acting.
Let's go to Pat right before we go to the news here. Pat, yay or nay on the new sports camp?
I got to say nay. Yeah. I feel like it's coming from a good place. Like I did come in a little late. Can I ask what age these kids are?
Say that again?
Can I ask what age these kids would be?
What age?
Yeah, this is all the way through senior year of high school. So, it's a conceptual camp for age 2 through senior year of high school, an alternative to your normal sports camps and normal sports curriculum. So this is still, it's just a concept where, you know, I'm hoping to build up enough confidence in the idea to take it to Mark Cuban for an investment pitch.
Yeah.
I feel
and
like
he's into sports.
It'd be a good market for very younger kids. I don't know if it'd be good for anything past maybe first or second grade, because there's a certain point when you can't just give the kids here pantomime this, and then if they were going to go into the actual sport, nothing beats physical practice. I mean, I was a chubbier kid growing up, and I worked hard to get to be better in the sports that I played. And like even today, I see. My roommate is a coach. I'm not going to say 14. He's a lacrosse coach. And the kids that are going into the programs today even are just so babied by their parents. And it's, why isn't my kid getting playing time?
Well, we don't baby the kids.
Thanks,
we
Pat.
Don't baby.
You're not giving them the drive to do the better job. Everybody wins. That's just not how sports work.
Yeah, right. That would be my thought too, Pat. That's not how sports works.
No, you look at the difference between a first-year camper's basketball pantomime and a 13th-year camper's basketball pantomime, and you're going to see a huge difference. So these are kids that improve with their sports pantomime, and then ultimately with learning the concepts of the sports and the moves and the plays that our kids get to be a part of are like the stuff you see on TV and in the movies, you know, no just sitting on the bench waiting to get thrown in the game or playing the backfield waiting for the other team to kick the ball over. Everyone's in it and they're executing, you know, some amazing, even sometimes physically impossible plays through the magic of acting and pantomime.
All right. The new sports camp, a sports camp that doesn't use a ball, just does pantomime. That's the idea tonight from Steve Gadlin of the Frying Pan. 312-981-7200. We'll continue after the news. Stay with us. Do we want to get right? Everybody hit the stage. It's time for prom. Where's my prom? Welcome back to the download here. It's time for the Frying Pan. Second half here. A lot of very, very articulate and eloquent texts tonight. We're going to get to them as well as the calls. Steve Gadlin joins me on the phone. Steve Gadlin, of course, from IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. He's a star of the Frying Pan. He's here every week with a new idea to pitch his boss, Mark Cuban. Just before he brings it to Mark, he brings it to the download. Steve, tonight the idea is the new sports camp. Once again, give us the elevator pitch.
Yeah, so the new sports camp is a sports camp for kids from age 2 all the way up through high school. It's just like a normal sports camp. We play all the games. We play soccer, football, tennis, basketball, baseball, minus the ball. That's right. It's sports without the ball, and we teach the kids to act and pantomime their way through much more exciting games. Everybody walks away a winner. Everyone feels that smell of success and gets to go home and tell their parents some of the amazing things they did out on the court.
All right, let's go to Luke. Luke, yay or nay on the new sports camp?
I'm going to say nay to that. The question I had is, I know you mentioned that everybody's a winner, but how could that pitcher that gave up a home run to every kid on the team be a winner that day?
All right, thanks, Luke. That was my question, too.
Well, a lot of what's happening with the pantomime happens inside the kids' own heads, too. So they're each kind of telling their own narrative throughout the game. So while the batter may say, oh, it's a grand slam in the ninth inning, the pitcher may be thinking, and strike 3, we win the World Series. So, you know,
there's opportunity for multiple outcomes, which is a great thing about sports with no ball.
Right. 773 says, why don't you tell the guy to create something that has them playing with imaginary friends and talking to themselves at night? Try again, dude. It's friendly advice. Do something we want. Ask us what we want. Then take it and make and build your own idea.
Well, that's not what inventors do. I don't know if you've heard of a famous inventor called Steve Jobs, but he didn't say, hey, America, what do you want? And America didn't say, we want the iPhone, right?
Right.
He came to them and said, look, I made the iPhone.
Right.
And then they wanted it. So they made new versions.
847 says, this is not a sports camp. It's an acting camp. Kids do not need a feeling of false confidence. They need to learn that everyone has a special set of skills. And what they're not good at, say sports, they will excel in something else like music, math, writing, etc. It's more important to give them the opportunity to try a variety of things.
Well, I disagree. This is definitely a sports camp. We play all of the sports. We play baseball, tennis, basketball, football, lacrosse, or really even imaginary sports. Because, and I should say, we don't differentiate between the sports. We don't say, now it's time for basketball, now it's time for tennis, now it's time for football. We put all the kids out in a large grassy field. And what sport they're playing is really up to them at any given time. So some kids might be pantomiming their way through a tennis match, while others may be playing basketball. And, you know, a lot of internal dialogue really defining what's going on. It's something to see, I'll tell you. We've tested it. We've got 20 or 30 kids out there in a field. They're all just running around like crazy. And you can almost hear the crowd cheering.
773 says nay, because the idea is all right, but the idea of winning all the time sounds pretty boring and tiring, because some people actually enjoy losing. You can't always win in life.
Well, I don't think anybody enjoys losing. And I tell you again, we do teach the lessons of, you know, how to be a graceful loser, because half of every day is spent reading textbooks about losing, about sportsmanship.
Right.
It's a very academic curriculum. It's not just pantomiming sports.
847 says, you cannot visualize or pantomime yourself to success.
Well, but in sports you can. The new sports can. So
let's,
I think they actually just misunderstood.
Yeah, maybe they misunderstood. Yeah. Let's go to George. George, yay or nay on the new sports camp?
Yeah, just a few quick fast points to make. You can't read a textbook and convey the feeling of loss. It's just as simple as that. You can't read something.
Yes, you can.
Now I know what it feels. No, you can't. No.
And
if you
ever read,
can't compare yourself to
Time Traveler's Wife,
Steve Jobs. You know what Steve Jobs then did was he created something tangible. He didn't just say, let's pretend like we're playing on a new phone that you can touch the screen. You know what I'm saying? Like
some of the apps are like that, though.
What are you talking? The apps are completely third party. The apps are not.
Yeah, but you have to, you know, there's some suspension disbelief with a lot of those
games.
No,
you're putting yourself in a smaller
box. You're not really a troll.
You started at Apple, then you went to the iPhone, now you're at the apps. You know what I'm saying? It's like, you can't, the idea just
is not. Have you ever read Time Traveler's Wife?
No, I have not.
Okay, well, don't tell me you can't convey loss in a textbook, because I wept.
Well, you know what? Okay. You're talking about kids. You're an adult. You've gone through things in your life that makes you relate to that book. These kids are in first grade. How are they going to relate to losing a game when they're playing with an imaginary ball?
Well, because they still have gym class at school.
Now you're relying on gym class at school to kind of combat your idea so that they can compare between. It's not a good idea. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Well,
thanks, George. Thanks for that.
You say that I'm wrong. So that's why you think it's not a good idea. But you're arguing incorrectly. You have to listen to some of my points.
Well, all right, let's go to Steve. Steve's on with Steve. Yay or nay on the new sports camp, Steve?
I go with nay, because to me it's just digital reckless abandon.
There you go.
That How is it good. Digital?
Well, you're wanting to develop it like an app.
No. I'll say it is Bluetooth compatible.
Thanks, Steve.
The camp is Bluetooth compatible, but this is an actual physical sports camp. There's no app involved. I think he got confused by the conversation I had with that other caller.
Let's go to Derek. Derek, you are on Frying Pan. Yay or nay to the new sports camp?
I'll only give this a yay if
master gardening as part of the sports camp.
Thank you, Derek, for that. It's a callback to last week when the master gardeners came after Steve for his idea.
I mean, again, since it's imaginary pantomime, sure, there's master gardeners. You know, there's it can be master anythings, really.
847 says
wizards and warlocks too. But, you know.
Kids need to actually experience life. They need to learn how their actions lead to success. They need to learn how to struggle.
And that's what the academic half of the course is. That's why we have the textbook to accompany the pantomime sports.
Okay, let's go to Tim. Tim, yay or nay to the new sports camp?
Definitely nay. For two reasons. The person who called earlier is right. You cannot teach philosophy reading about it. I don't care about the time traveler's life. The real thing, though, is that you're not teaching these kids what it feels like to hold a golf club or to hold a baseball or to hold a baseball bat or to throw a football field, to actually hold the football and know what it feels like, to know what it feels like to actually swing something in your arms, to actually hit something with that bat and know when it's a good shot or when it's a good hit or when it's a perfect spiral.
Mm-hmm. Okay, don't you think those feelings are overrated?
Well, I don't know if they're overrated, but he makes a good point there. Let's try one more call. Kyle, the new sports camp, yay or nay?
I'm going to say nay. Mm-hmm. I guess the confidence that these kids might gain in camp, you know, what happens when they go back to school and they're faced with maybe their friends or other students that actually play the sports. And look at them and say, hey, you're that kid that went to that, you know, pretend camp. You know, you can't actually play the sport.
Well, it's not a pretend camp. We have a facility. You know, I think these kids are going to thrive because you put them in a gym class compared to kids who've been to normal traditional sports camp. These kids will have had the imaginary experience of winning some pretty intense games. They'll have gone up against zone defense, man-to-man defense, some real intense imaginary defense scenarios, you know. And really, the sky is the limit with the type of things they will have experienced through pantomime and acting on our sports field. So I think they're going to be far more equipped. Mm-hmm. I think those other kids are going to come into gym class, and these kids, because of the confidence they have, are going to try to execute some pretty fantastic sporting maneuvers in all the different sports.
Steve Gadlin's my guest tonight. He's here every Friday at the Frying Pan. Tonight's idea, the new sports camp. Let's take a quick break. We come back. We'll read some of the more colorful responses.
Okay, I'm thinking you're saving all the yays for the end tonight.
Yeah, yes.
Because of a skewed set of calls.
Yeah, there's some really good stuff here. Can't wait to read it to you. Coming up here after the break. Stay with us. Wanna get right. All right. The Def Leppard says it's time for the end of the Frying Pan. Steve Gadlin joined us on the line. Steve, of course, from IWantToDrawACatForYou.com. Tonight's idea, the new sports camp, essentially a camp that pantomimes.
With no balls.
There's no balls.
Sports camp, no balls.
Susan's on the line. Susan, yay or nay to the new sports camp?
Nay. First of all, I'm an occupational therapist. And from a neuropsychological, a neurological basis, the children actually need to feel the, they need to learn those real skills, feeling the ball in their hand, learning how to step back and toss the ball. They need to learn those skills. Not everything is, real life is not lived on the internet. And particularly when you're a child. Pardon?
This isn't an internet thing.
Well, yes, but I'm just saying that the fact that they have no real ball in their hands, it's outrageous. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. You need to actually, even if you lose, you have to learn how to do those neurological, you have to really learn the physical skills from a neurological standpoint as a child, and that is extraordinarily important.
Thanks, Susan. Thank you for that.
I mean,
sorry to cut
you off. When are you ever going to use those skills again? You know, I mean, people always complain, oh, when are we going to do this math stuff in the real world? Well, you actually are. But when are you ever going to need to throw a perfect spiral with a real football? Well, hey, unless you're Walter Payton,
odds are unlikely. Mm-hmm.
All right, let's get to some. All right, let's get to some of the call, the more colorful stuff. 630 says this will prepare them. Okay, this will prepare them for the many imaginary lovers in their lives. That's pretty good.
Imaginary what?
Lovers.
Oh,
that's pretty good.
That's a hit. And, you know, these kids who need help with sports get enough of that from the bullies at school. So
yeah, right.
Let's lay off of these kids. Right?
8-4 Sue from Glenview says, a textbook about losers? So wait, Steve wrote a book? That's pretty good.
Well, no, we commissioned the book.
Oh, okay.
From, you know, people,
but I think she,
writers.
I think it was pretty good. This 630, this man has the brain capacity of a half of a stale Tic Tac.
Okay, well...
773, yeah.
Because Tic Tacs don't have brains. They're non-organic.
773 says, my brain hurts. 312 says, Quidditch, anyone? That's the idea of a...
Well, hey, if they want to play that at our camp, they can.
Okay.
And that's the thing. Try playing that in a real gym class. There's no such thing as a flying broom. But in the, you know, garden of your mind, it's coming up, flying brooms.
262 says, I think Steve should combine forces with his idea and Jenny Craig weight loss. That way you could have an 8-course meal every night and still lose weight.
Okay.
312 says, I love the Tom Cruise analogy. He's absolutely right. Look at the Three Amigos in Tropic Thunder.
Yeah, no, that's good. That's a very good point. The Three Amigos were actors, but then they were able to win a whole war.
Right. Yeah, right. I think that they're... Okay. All right. I'm going. Why doesn't this is a good one? This is a good one. Nay, 773. Why doesn't he pantomime and pretend he's a winner with his dumb ideas? Then he can display his phantom trophy and improve his own self-esteem.
Well, I'll tell you. And they're making a joke, but that's how you do it. It's fake it till you make it. It is my motto.
Right.
So you know.
815 says, holy crap, would you stop talking to this moron?
Wow.
Yeah, that one's
just
pretty straight
up. Can you say crap?
Up.
Can you lie to
that? Yeah. I can see it now, 312. One of the better sports pantomime tells everyone at work how he pitched a no-hitter. He even has a trophy to prove it. He puts it alongside his fake Salesman of the Year trophy. This guy's an idiot.
Well, I was with them until the "this guy's an idiot" part, because we're describing a scenario that's actually right out of our brochure. So
815 is a different take on it. They say your guest is an idiot.
Okay.
Instead of this guy. Tell him to live in the real world.
Okay.
The whole sports camp should pantomime. We got that. The Marcel Marceau idea is dumb. Did you get dropped on your head as a child?
Nope.
574 says, what a nerd.
Well, hey, now, come on. It takes one to know one.
Yeah.
Area code, whatever area code that was.
847 says, no balls. Who better than Steve to think of it?
I don't get it. I'm laughing, but I don't get it. I really don't understand.
815 says, no offense, but it sounds like this guy's never won anything legit in his life.
Well, I did win Shark Tank, so, you know.
There you go.
I've got that going for me.
You do. I think that's it. Okay, 773 says, you want positive, Justin? I'll give you positive. I'm positive that this guy thought of this idea on the L on the way to the show.
Well, I don't take the L, and I'm calling in tonight. So
right.
I'm positive that that caller is wrong.
And there you go. Okay, here's the last one. 815 says, here is your pay for this idea. You can imagine it's millions, so you can feel good about yourself.
Well, that's very funny, but again, sports and business are two totally different games.
Right.
No pun intended.
Well, there you go. I have to say, not since the days of maybe Mail, or some of the earlier ones did we have such a resounding no.
Remember that gun that said, are you sure, before I let you shoot it?
Right,
that one got a lot of no's.
So maybe not the greatest idea, but Steve, thanks for playing once again and coming up with an idea. Yeah. The new sports camp probably has to go back to the drawing board. But you know what? Hey, that's life. And we thank you for bringing your idea to the show tonight. Have a great weekend, buddy.
Thanks, you too. Take care.
Yeah, maybe this one's my new favorite. Sports without a ball. And Boy, the participation trophy haters sure had a good time with this one. So, hey, I'll keep releasing these. We'll go back to putting one out every week. Again, we've got about 40 more. And next one's pretty funny. It's a scarf where you'll hide your hot dogs so you can eat at a fancy restaurant, even if you don't have a stomach or a sophisticated palate or some of those highbrow foods. Anyway, tune in next week. Thanks for listening. Take care.